I woke up to the morning sky first. Baby blue, just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, as she leads back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean.
All my favorite colors. That'd be my grandchildren, damn it. I'm still hurting. I called them yesterday. It was about an hour. My TV ain't working anyway because, you know, TDS, my remote is screwed up, so we couldn't fix it through their computer, whatever. So they're going to ship me one UPS. Over what? Memorial Day weekend? Oh, God. I went and got a little radio, AM, FM. Clock. I didn't even have a radio down there. What I do now, so I'm going to clean the house after that, but I just, you know, if you're human, you don't get over this stuff. Yeah, I'll never be able to ease the pain of those families, and the loss of those beautiful children, man. They all had plans. They were 2 days from school, but I mean, they're thinking about their future, and straight A students getting awards just a couple hours before they get murdered. Yeah, well, it'll happen again. I mean, didn't they stop somebody from doing one just the other day? Yeah, you know what? Yeah, there are a lot of sick people out there. And some of them, it's just because of hatred, but not because of this fella. Hey, North and South Joe, how are you today?
Oh, man, I am, you know, we're cutting through this. You know, I can tell. You know, you're jacked up and Jason's bummed out. Like, I hear it, you know, and it's like this stuff is disturbing to people like us. And, but, you know, this is like, welcome to, you know, like it or not, man. You can have Joe Biden as president. You can have Donald Trump as president. But what we are living in is extreme libertarianism. And, like, it is ultimate corporate power. And you can't do anything against it if you're a typical politician. And it's super disturbing.
And it seems to be if you're this extreme libertarian, too, it's like you're okay with taking rights away, man. It's like there ain't no, there's no fixing that.
You know, but, you know, hey, I wanted to run just through a couple of bullet points here. If you can, we're alleged, you know, to these conservatives, we're a Christian nation. And, you know, if like, they'll freak out on a trans bathroom issue in a second, but, you know, school shootings, like, yeah, you know what, hearts and prayers. You know, it's just, we forgot about Buffalo already. The Bucks game, forgot about that. You know, and by the way, they're practicing gun control at Donald Trump's rallies. Don't bring a gun in there. You can't. Why? You should be able to.
Yeah, they did it at the NRA thing, too. They don't want any guns there. But you know what the cool thing was? Unlike the Bratfest and everybody going to play their music for that event. And you know what it is? It starts there, okay? Starts your own event. We had the People's Bratfest. You guys could have come and played that, turned it into something real, supported all these people locally with their products that are far better than Johnsonville brats anyway, you Nazi brats, man.
That's so true, man. Hey, I didn't know they were a right winger. That changes the game for me. So, you know, thanks.
Well,
it
should, man. I mean, I cooked like, you know, a couple thousand brats one year. It was fun too, man. I was pumped up that day too, you know, because I believe in the right to bear arms like everybody else. So why don't you just cut off your sleeves, man? Show people what you got. Intimidate them that way. Don't be bringing an AR-15, man. They're free to be able to march down the street with them, dude. Just for a demonstration, right? Or when somebody's demonstrating peaceably and they're brown, you can come out of your big-ass mansion and threaten them and then run for Congress and probably win. This is an awesome nation, people. It's just awesome.
It is, and it's the height of hypocrisy, you know, with this. But, you know, I wanted to, like, also say that our behavior, we don't like what we see in Texas, but now, foreign policy, you look at, we are dumping weapons like we've done in this country. We're doing that to the Ukraine.
Disarmament is the only way to stop, you know, using the threat and actually using force on people to get them to join your freedom, right?
Yeah, man. It, you know, and that's a great point, Mike. But I was going to say, too, this is why we can't get anywhere on this issue, because we have these radicalized versions, whether it's MAGA, Make America Great Again, or the radicalized lefties, MUGA, Make Ukraine Great Again. And we're like, what? There's a problem creeping up there. Throw money at it. Throw money at it. You know, and or throw guns at it. Weaponry. We got to do it. Let's work with fascist Nazis and arm them, because that's what we do with this country. The State Department loves right wingers.
Hey, well, you know what we need, Joe? You know what we need? And I appreciate it, because I'm going to finish on this. We need left wing diplomacy. We try that all over the world, man. No, man. What do you guys need? You need water. You need, you know, crops, hospitals, schools. That's what the great America supposedly was before. But I do remember, since my ex-wife, because she didn't die, but she probably wished she did while she was with me. Sorry. Anyway. Cuba was building schools and hospitals in Jamaica. But because they were a communist country, the United States came in and just finished that off, right? And this was like, I'm in the 80s with her, and you got all these buildings that were partially built during like the 70s and stuff. Oh, yeah, you know what else they did? They did the embargoes on them, on Jamaica, until they'd break the ties. They wouldn't take their bananas. They were like number two in the world in bauxite and aluminum. I guess that's not a great deal, because half the island would be gone if they kept doing that, probably, right? I mean, just let's keep fracking and digging and pounding. And, you know, I don't know why people don't know this is a time to feed nature, not rape it. I'm trying to save everything, man. I don't understand why people are continuing to use pesticides and fertilizers on their yards. And weed killers, man. Well, it doesn't just kill weeds. I don't give a crap what they say. And thanks for watching the green button for me today, because I can't believe I haven't sworn yet. I can't. It's been pretty easy all week, man. Now, arguing with people, you know, they just listen. You know, Joe, since you called, man, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi, because apparently a bunch of people that call themselves progressives are like, oh, yeah, you know, we need more like Nancy Pelosi, or, well, she's going to be out of there. And I'm like, wait a minute. What did she do for us, man? I've been here for like the whole time she's been in there. And besides she and her husband becoming just grotesquely wealthy, I don't know, you know, but don't listen to me, you know. Because, you know, listen to the TV and listen to those people high up in the party tell you what's going on. Nancy Pelosi is the attack dog against progressives. She blames them for losing seats in the Congress, even though the Progressive Caucus expanded. And those damn moderate turned whatever corporate Democrats lost seats to far right wingers. Nice job, Nancy. Nice job, DNC. Do not care. Because it doesn't really affect you guys, but you think you know more than us. And then you spew all this stuff, and you got all the airwaves to do it, man, and you just pound down with your campaigns and money and everything and make people believe in, I don't care what party you're in, they're making you believe stuff that isn't true. A lot of it. Most of it. And we're running out of time, man. Hey, let's spray for mosquitoes. Why? I haven't been bit in a couple of years, man. It's hardly, like, you got to go out into the woods, but they're supposed to be there, damn it. For bats and birds and everything. It's part of the ecosystem. We're supposed to oversee it, not rule over it and kill it because you want to put up something fun to do, man. Let's go to the Brat Fest. I'm sorry, man, but I drew the line a long time ago. And that's why we aren't getting there, because people defend people that are in these leadership positions and say, oh, you just need to, you know, talk about Republicans. Why? I don't know one good one serving in office. None. Zero. Zilch. That's pretty easy. So what am I supposed to work at? Pounding on Republicans or pounding on the, you know, this establishment in the Democratic Party that thinks that they got all the answers and they're royalty? And who are we to question? They haven't stopped gun violence. They haven't done enough. When Obama won, we could have jammed them. But the excuse was, well, if we do that, then the Republicans could do the same thing. They do it every damn time, and you know it. They're insane. And so is half of the Democratic Party going along with this. Do you got grandchildren? Oh, they don't go to the same schools? Is that what it is? You live in a dome with all nature around you? Yeah, music. That'll bring me down a little bit. I like freaks. I think Madonna might be. I know I am. I don't know about Jason. I think he's pretty normal. Oh, no, he's way above average, but he's normal. That's better. We'll be back. Last segment.